Well, does it make it a little bit easier to turn the page from last game when you guys are coming preparing for the Cowboys?
Yeah, you know, anytime you're playing in the division and got the Cowboys Sunday night at home, it's always a big game and a rival, and so we need to have a great week of practice, and we'll be ready Sunday night.
Eli, as well as the Cowboys season has gone, you guys played them very difficult down there in Dallas. I mean, you obviously could have won that game. That's got to make you feel pretty good about this one.
Yeah, we did. We did some good things, and they're a good team. They have a good offense. They score a lot of points. Their defense is physical and plays fast and is not giving up many points. And so we got to do a good job offensively, playing smart. We got to eliminate the turnovers and feel we can move the ball and score some points on them.
Are they much changed at all since that game?
No, they have not changed a whole lot. They'll have a few new wrinkles every week, like every team does, but they're playing good with their scheme, and guys are playing fast and they're doing a good job.
Still, it seems to me one of the keys is the ball control situation, because as long as they control the ball in that time of possession, it's hard to beat them, isn't it?
Well, they do a good job. They run the ball well, and when you do that, they're very good on third down, converting third down. So they have long drives and keep the ball away from you a lot. So we know we're not going to get possibility of not getting as many possessions as normally, and so we got to make sure every possession counts. And we get in opportunities to get points. We have to get them.
Thanks, Eli. I know you try to block stuff out from the outside, but is it a little disconcerting with the team struggling that there are people that are talking about your coach's job security?
For us, each week you just got to go out there and prepare and do what we got to do to try to get a win. And so, Coach Coughlin's going to have us prepared, and we got to go do our job and perform at a high level.
Tom mentioned a couple of times today about bounce back, the term bounce back. What does that mean
to you? When something goes wrong or you feel close and you could have had a win, you got to turn the page and you got to bounce back quickly, and you got to be upbeat and be excited about this next opportunity that we have.
You individually, through your career, have done a good job of bouncing back. First of all, is that something you take pride in, something you're aware of?
I think you have to do that in this league. You play long enough, you're going to have tough games, you're going to have bad games, you're going to have games that are hard to get over, but you got to put it behind you. You got to have a short memory, and you can't let one game or let alone one play dictate how you're going to perform in the next. I think I've done a good job doing that over my career, and I got to do it again this week.
I would say you probably would not say, my preparation fluctuates from week to week, but after a game that you don't like, do you do anything differently? Do you work harder?
I think you always work the same after every week, but I think you do. There might be something you want to fix. Obviously, you got to be conscious of something that you need to make sure it doesn't repeat itself. And so, I gotta be smart with the ball, but I also, I gotta make plays. I gotta find my completions. I gotta make good decisions, but still gonna have to make throws and do my job.